This is Jefferson Public Radio. Welcome to another live session. I'm Eric Thiel, and joining me today in the JPR studios, all the way from Reykjavik, Iceland, is the band Ársteðir. It's Karl Peska on violin and vocals, Gunnar Jakobsen on guitar and vocals, Ragnar Olafsson piano and vocals, Daniel Oydensson on guitar and vocals, and Unnar Jonsdottir on cello. Welcome to all of you. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having us.
You are going to stress my ability to pronounce things today, I'm sure. Let's go back to how this band formed, because originally it was a trio, correct? Who were the three original members?
That was me, Gunnar, and Daniel. This is Ragnar speaking, by the way. And we sort of snowballed together in over the course of a couple of months in 2008 in Reykjavik.
What were all of you doing prior to forming the band?
We were playing music in other constellations, in other situations. And then we found a common ground, which is passion for harmonies and singing.
When did the trio become a quartet?
Just a couple of months into the forming of the band, and in 1 year we snowballed to a sextet, and then we snowballed back to a quartet.
It seems like it expands and contracts a little bit depending on what you need for the songs you're recording and when you're out on tour.
No, it's just normal for a band when it's forming to find its balance. It's sort of, you know, it's normal for all music situations.
I was reading that when your first record was released, pretty instantly you found success. A lot of radio airplay. There are references to being very up high on the Icelandic radio charts.
Yeah.
I mean, we're aware here in the States of quite a few artists that have come out of Iceland, certainly Sugar Cubes and Björk, but also Ásgeir, who is making huge waves right now. In the last couple of months, we've been playing artists like Soli, of course, Sigur Rós and Jónsi. Who are the folks that are at the top of the charts that we have not heard of and maybe we should hear of?
Well, for Monsters and Men, they really came with a bang. But also in Iceland, it's a mixture between artists that sort of stay in Iceland and just do their thing in Iceland. And then you have the breakouts bands that you just mentioned. So, but a lot of the acts on the charts in Iceland don't ever make it outside Iceland.
Ársteðir is my guest live today in the JPR studios. The new record is called Kvel, means spheres. What do you guys want to play first today?
We're going to play a song called Someone Who Cares.
To wander in circles with fingers running through your hair, I can clearly see what it is to me waiting with someone who you're sorry. I'm watching the lights go down. I can barely feel anything. It tears me apart, drawn to the light. Future is waiting. When will I see you again? Run with the signs. Nobody. Softly. see you again. Run with the sign, nobody is seeking. Every number has shown. Nobody's hiding alone. Nobody's hiding.
That is Ours to Dear live here on Jefferson Public Radio. It's a song called Someone Who Cares from the new record called Kvel, translates as Spheres. So the group formed in Reykjavik as a trio, expanded a little bit, contracted a little bit, eventually sort of landed for a while as a quartet with the help of you, Carl.
Yeah, sort of. We're kind of like four permanent members of the constellation, and we always have a cello player with us. Right now, Unnur is our darling. We like her. We're going to keep her.
And you are a bit of the odd man out in the band, correct? You are from where?
I'm from Michigan.
How did you end up in Reykjavik?
I moved there 8 years ago because I was in a relationship with Icelander, and also I'd graduated and was rootless and wanted some kind of cool music scene to live in.
I think you found it.
Yeah.
Right? So in 2013, I'm going to jump ahead just a little bit, because in 2013, a video of you guys got posted online. It was taken by, I gather, a tour manager on a smartphone of some sort, taken inside a train station. And we are now up over 4 million views of this YouTube video. Did you expect that kind of response to what was admittedly a bit of a shaky video? I mean, the audio quality is not amazing. The video quality is not amazing, but yet there's something in that recording that really connected to people.
I remember the morning after, I sat with the tour manager and we were looking at the video because it was a nice moment, but we thought the quality was below our standards. But then we thought, well, we'll give it a chance, maybe just take it down if it doesn't fly.
Worked out okay, didn't it? Yeah. Where were you? Where was that train station?
A town called Wuppertal in Germany.
And what was the hymn? You were singing an Icelandic hymn, traditional?
Yeah. It's the text comes from a 13th century Icelandic poet. But the piece was written in 1973, I believe. So
the music written in the 70s, setting a much, much older text.
Right, and old music style, for sure.
What does it mean? What is it called?
Hear, Smith of the Heavens. So it's a petition from the poet to his creator to accept him into heaven as he wrote this as he lay dying on the battlefield. Hmm. It's a final epitaph.
When you guys are creating songs, especially now that you've started to cross over a little bit, you have an international audience. We'll talk a little bit about your Kickstarter funding folks a little bit later on. Is it a more difficult task for you to write and sing in English as opposed to Icelandic because the meter of the language is different?
I would say it really depends on the author. Maybe one of the greatest things with this band is a full democracy. So everybody are writing. And I think it depends on, we have all have different backgrounds. Some of us are better in English, other ones are better in Icelandic. So it kind of depends on the person writing the lyric, how well she can treat the language.
Does one or the other language flow better musically?
No, it really depends on the song too. Yeah. It's sometimes we say that it's like the song is calling for a certain language, so we really don't decide beforehand. It's just something that happens. We like singing in Icelandic too. We want to keep that root, but we also want to sing in a language which more people maybe can understand. So it's good to have both, we think.
It was kind of funny. It was once we were, a few years ago, we were wanted to go to the States to play. We were in contact with a person that told us that we had to have all our lyrics in English. It would not work in the States, but our experience here is like totally not true.
Yeah. What works well? I mean, to go back to the radio in Iceland, what works well on the radio there? Icelandic songs or songs in English?
Yeah, Icelandic songs, definitely.
Yeah, they definitely rule. Ours to Dear is my guest today, live here on Jefferson Public Radio. And you can find information on the band and the music at their website, which is ourstodear.com. It's spelled ARSTIDIR.com.
And we have a special trick if you can't remember how to spell it. You can also go to IcelandicBandName.com, and that redirects to Ausstudir.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's handy.
IcelandicBandName.
Whose idea was that?
All of ours.
That's a very good idea. What do you guys want to play next today?
We want to play a song in Icelandic. It's called Ljóði Sand, and that means poems in the sand. It's from our second album.
Thank you. som aldrig en aldrig ser. Næste nåt før en hen tøkke mærk efter sen tunge skib som herjer sjålen gænger og langt skriver i svartan sand.
That is Aurstadir live here on Jefferson Public Radio, a song I'm not even going to try to pronounce live on the radio. I will work on it in my spare time. We've got the Five Tet in here. It's Carl, Gunnar, Ragnar, Daniel, and Unnar. The new record is called Kvel Spheres. You can find them at, I love this, IcelandicBandName.com.
Yeah.
That is genius. That is one of the better moves that I have heard in the last little while. Tell me a little bit about the place where you recorded this album, because it sounds like a fascinating location.
Yeah, the album was composed, and we worked on the foundations of the song in an old disused power plant in Reykjavik. That was abandoned for 2 decades, and the last years has been a home for artists and entrepreneurs.
Was it kind of a creepy location prior to you using it, or?
Well, I guess it was when it was closed down, but
yeah.
Now it's quite homely.
How many people use the space besides you?
Maybe 10 to 15 entrepreneurs and artists.
All musical artists or visual artists or all sorts of things?
Designers, artists, painters. There's one other band, Samaras, which you should definitely check out if you haven't heard of them.
Okay. Well, let's talk about your Kickstarter campaign. There was a fundraising campaign to record what became Kvel, right?
Yeah.
And you did fairly well, as I understand. You raised something like $70,000, which was 2.5 times as much as you were looking for. And perhaps most importantly, was probably in addition to that YouTube video we talked about, the moment where you realized you had fans all over the globe, not just Iceland.
Yeah, that was a big light bulb moment where I think more than 3/4 of the backers were American and Canadian. And then one of them actually contacted us and said, would you guys like to do a tour of the Pacific Northwest? And we're like, show us what you got. And this is Janine. She became our booking manager for North America. And she booked a 6-week tour coast to coast.
The timing of this band seems like it has been a little problematic in that the founding of it happened during a tremendous economic collapse. The first tour was right around the time that the Eyjafjallajökull volcano was exploding and nobody could fly around Europe. And then, if I understand, there were also some problems at the beginning of this tour with being able to enter the United States. Is that true?
That's all true.
That's got to start to feel like maybe somebody's working against you.
Well, it also works in your advantage afterwards because you have a good story to tell.
Sure.
And when we got, like the volcano thing, we were on the first plane that could leave Iceland after the eruption, and because of that, we were invited to play on Swedish Natural TV, and they were just really curious to hear about this.
It gives you stories to tell while these guys tune their guitars too, right?
Exactly.
In between songs. I'm really disappointed to learn that your cool school bus is not here. Where is it right now?
It's being worked on in Denver, Colorado.
Tell folks the story behind how this came to be.
Well, a good friend of ours, John, he always said, when and if you hit the States, I'll drive you. And he honored his promise. And once we got the first shows booked, he started building a school bus. So it's an old 87 Chevy that he just bought. And he took all the seats out and built bunks in the back, toilet, little kitchen with a fridge and a stove and sofas, storage for the instruments, and most importantly, solar panels on the roof. So the bus is totally self-sufficient on electricity.
But it broke down.
Yeah, the Rockies, man. He might have to swing it down to Arizona, and we'll meet him there.
And how much longer are you guys in the States on this tour?
Two more weeks.
And then back to Reykjavik?
Yeah. Huh.
Well, thank you so much for stopping by and visiting with us. It's our studio, live in the studio today. The new record is called Kvel, or Spheres. Information at IcelandicBandName.com. It's Carl Peska, Gunnar Jakobsen, Ragnar Olafsson, Daniel Oyðinsson, Unnar Jónsdóttir. It's our studio. Will you play one more?
Yeah, this is from our second album. It's called Á meðan jörðin sefur, which means While the Earth Sleeps.
Sefur öllum lökin kýð og ró Fakir einan dreymir þó Starir upp í ský Huga sínum vefur Fjertum hjartans innstu þrá Hann megi henni hjá Hvíla henn á ný Hverfa sveps og vökul ský Hugur saman reyðu Það sem er og veitir Er og hér sem
That is our studio live here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record called Kvel, Spheres, IcelandicBandName.com if you'd like more information on them and their tour. Carl, Gunnar, Ragnar, Daniel, Unnar, thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you so much.